cases presented by Kerry Walden that we deny the 70-30 and let them argue that at the state level.
Second.
Now, that's not on the increase in values or anything. That's strictly
that's
on
second.
The, okay.
All in favor say aye.
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 I don't know what we're voting on. I mean, you have to...
The classification.
Deny the thing where she demands that 424 people be given a 30% decrease.
No, we're not.
No.
Let me... The classification.
Yes.
She is asking for two things. She wants the classification changed to 70-30 residential to commercial. The other thing is 30% decrease. I'm not making a motion to do anything with the increase or the decrease in the property. I'm making a motion that the 70-30 residential to commercial that she requested be denied.
Okay, Jim and I voted for it a minute ago, right?
We don't want to vote this. If you're going to stick, you're saying vote, you wouldn't want to vote for this.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, let's have no discussion like that while we've got this motion on the floor. I'm seconding that motion.
Call the vote.
Aye.
This
aye.
Is a 70-30 be denied.
Denied. Send it to the state. There we go.
Nay.
Okay, that's, nay.
We got that settled. Thank God after 3.5 hours, we finally got one decision settled.
Now, I'm going to make a motion that all increases for 2009 be cut in half so that it is equal instead of the 25%, which would not be fair to some people, I'm going to say, and I'm just going to go along with what Jim had said, that it be cut in half.
But no increases?
Huh?
And no increases? You're not increasing anybody else's property?
Well, I'm handling one thing at a time.
Well,
that's up to you.
I can't second that because we got to have it tied together.
Okay.
At least in my vote.
Then
mine too.
Okay. Well, then I will continue my motion to say that they be cut in half and that all properties with structures, excluding summer BOE decisions.
No.
And excluding new construction, changes in property splits, etc., be increased by 5%.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, before you clarify this,
you'll have to listen to the recording to get it.
What structures? What type of structures are you increasing?
I'm sorry, by structures I mean residential.
Only res.
Only res.
If it has res in the improvement line, it would be increased.
Are you talking about duplexes and condos?
No. Duplexes are duplex, triplex are triplex, warehouses are warehouse, condos are condos.
Wait a minute. A duplex is a residential property.
If it's residential classified, but in the improvement lines where they separate them, they separate duplexes separate than triplex, separate than a residence.
Okay.
So what you're saying is everything that is coded 1 or 01 that says res up there in the improvement lines.
Well,
is what you're saying.
I'm trying to clarify that.
I thought duplex would consider that also. Or condos.
Condos.
Okay, condos, duplexes, single family residence.
How about double wide mobile homes?
And double wide mobile homes.
Triplexes?
Okay. You say.
Okay. Four more units is considered something different, I think. So
apartment.
Or
condo.
Okay. So those type of improvements on property, containing those type of improvements that have not increased in value, as I stated, from 2004 through 2009 by no more than 10% during that time period, those structures be increased 5%.
Okay. Hold on. One more clarification question.
Okay.
You included double wides, residence, condos,
mm-hmm.
duplexes,
mm-hmm.
only, correct?
Yes. Nothing okay. with barns, agriculture.
Sheds, carports. Well, okay.
No. So, okay. New construction wouldn't be included.
Right.
Correct.
New construction, property splits, that type of thing.
So that would be.
Or home improvements. Something with new improvements.
And your range is 100% .00.
Right.
.00 to 109.99.
Okay.
We got to do that, including those 109.99.
Right.
Okay.
You wouldn't roll out anything that came on the books from 06 to the present.
Correct. If it wasn't on the books in 04, it doesn't get the increase.
Right.
You're saying increase it 5%.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying also to cut all increases by half.
Right.
That were issued in 09.
Right.
So all...
For those same
or any
type of properties.
Same type of properties, or are you talking about all properties?
Well... Somebody kick in here. I'm depleted. All properties?
I would just say all properties. There's not that many.
Right. There are very few. Okay.
And you're saying omitting the BOE? Because some BOEs we denied.
Sure.
I would say including the BOEs, you may have a second from me.
Well, anything that was in here.
Anything we've heard, including those.
Has gone up.
No. Well, we have some Fox Point condos I can remember that we denied that wouldn't, that would,
Okay.
So what, I mean, you're talking about everything.
They're way over 10, everything's
so
way over 10%.
Well, not just the ones that were denied, not the ones that were voted on. I mean,
no, I would just say, just throw them all.
But do you think there's anything in here that we denied that has not gone up since 04? I would venture to say there's not a one.
I bet there's not a one.
But suppose it was built in 07. Okay.
Yep.
It got a 60% increase and got to market value now. Okay? So your first sub motion wouldn't qualify. And if you say omitting, excluding these, that means if we denied the request because it hit when they were at market value, then they would not get the 50% decrease.
I think they need to get that.
I think everyone should get the decrease if we're going to do across-the-board decreases.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you believe?
Yes. I'm sorry. Okay. I wasn't following that.
Okay. So, I follow you now. I was thinking of anything that went on the books. And,
well, I think there's just...
Okay.
I mean, I'm thinking the shed rent or whatever. I'm thinking...
Okay.
So 50% including BOE... Okay, so double-wide mobile homes, residential, condo, or duplex. If it has anywhere of that in the improvement line,
right?
And it has, if it hasn't increased, the ones that are in that range of 100% to 109.99, anything in that range.
Using the 2004
so
versus assessed starting value as the starting point, that has not increased by more than 9.999%.
Right.
Through the January 1st, 2009 reassessment.
Okay. You're going to say increase those by 5%.
Increase by 5%.
And then you're saying cut in half all increases by half.
Right.
In 09. All 09 increases. In.
Right.
I really not, but I'll go along with it. But...
You're going to second? Who's going to second that motion?
I will. It looks like...
Read the motion, if you don't mind. I'd like to hear what's going to happen.
Make sure he doesn't isn't carrying a gun first.
James is well under control here. The motion, Donna, if you can just listen to me, because I'm... The motion from Dave is, the following properties, double-wide mobile homes, residential, condo, or duplex classifications within residential... that have received less than a 9.99% increase from 04 to 09 would receive a 5% increase, and cut in half all increases by 50% that were sent out in 09.
Excluding new construction.
Excluding new construction.
Well, they'll set the value on new construction.
Well, we just make sure we aren't collecting those, because there's, you know, 9,000% increase because they had land and they built a structure, so excluding new construction. You seconded it, Dr. Rose, is that right?
Yeah.
Chuck, what's your thoughts?
I same thoughts I told you a minute ago. I'm not for an increase.
So you'll vote against this?
I'd like to see 08 values like I've been hammering on for weeks.
Okay.
I might vote on your 50% if I had to get it, get something done, but that's not my choice.
I can't go.
See, I'm the opposite.
I can't go along with 50% decrease unless we do an increase.
I think it brings things just a little bit more in balance is the only reason for that.
Do you want to exclude Dr. Rose's property, too, if he's seconding the motion?
Excluding Dr. Rose's property if it applies.
Actually, you said that they've raised your property. You said that they'd raised yours.
I think.
You can't vote either.
No, excluding my property as part of the motion. How about that?
Well,
surely you guys ain't fixing to do this.
If you exclude my property, then
mine's new construction.
Well, I've got one new, I've got one old. If you exclude my property, then I'm not going to get the increase everybody else gets. If it hadn't been increased, I don't know what it's been increased.
All right, now I got to find out, Chuck.
Well, I'm not going to vote for it anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but we can take. I mean. That's not going to skew the whole percent. But
I mean, I just frankly assume that all five of us probably got some increase.
I think everybody got the 6%, except whatever's come up in this.
Where did we come up with the 9.99%?
That's increases. He just wanted 10%, and we're trying to.
He corrected me with 9.99.
Well, I asked. The reason I said 9.99, James, is because of clarifying what he actually said.
Under 10.
So we had to put a number for under 10.
And you gentlemen are ready to fund the assessor's office, county commission, for 3-4 years, whatever it takes to straighten this mess up. You won't get it done in one cycle. I'm trying to get it done in two.
And if you're going to make this motion, you probably ought to exclude all of your properties, just to be safe.
Exclude all of our properties.
I will amend my motion to exclude all the properties of any voting member of the BOE.
Boy, that sounds like the stinking Senate and representatives and the federal government to me.
No, they would love theirs in there.
No, they wouldn't. Their insurance policy didn't leave theirs in there. It sounded me like it.
It's the silliest thing I ever heard. What, did they exclude their properties and not vote on their own property?
No, the whole motion.
Okay.
I thought we were supposed to be appraising the best of our ability. I take an oath, and I do it to the best of my ability, and now we're just playing slapstick comedy.
Well, that's your opinion.
Oh, no, that's not opinion. That's fact.
Well, if it was fact, we wouldn't be fighting all these things we've been doing for the last 6 weeks, would it? If you had all the facts. So, you know, that is your opinion.
No, it ain't. You know it.
Please,
don't
go there. We've got to get this done, folks.
Well, we've got the thing. Chuck doesn't like the idea of raising anybody. I seconded this. Because I felt that I wasn't going to get through anything just for the cap, which I would rather have, not give away. I think this is giving away an awful lot of taxes. Say 50% of the raises are wiped out immediately.
Given away?
Well, you know, we're not going to collect them.
I mean, somebody...
50% of the raises.
Talk to me just a minute here, Dr. Rose.
Well, that's giving more than the...
My motion has been to leave it at 08, plus new construction. New construction last year was $32 million on this chart. Does that sound right, James?
No, I think we all agree on new construction. That has nothing to do with it.
My point is we collected the taxes we collected at 08, plus whatever the new construction. And that's what the tax entities have got to work on. It's not like that they're going to be broke. Am I wrong?
I don't know what you do here.
I'm afraid what you got to do here is reopen the Board of Equalization. If I'm sitting out there and hadn't come before this Board of Equalization, you're now giving me the opportunity to come back in, whether you've raised mine or not.
If you increase it.
Okay.
We're giving that back to the people.
Increase or no increase. When you open the Board of Equalization, you've opened
the county. How much?
Well, how much? Lower than half.
Hold on. We have a question over here.
How much new value, absent new construction, did you put on the books? Absent new construction. How much did you put on the books?
New put $100 million on $40 million new.
$40 million new.
No, $60 million new. So $40 million reassessed.
$40 million is reassessment. So if we cut it in half, we're saying $20 million reassessment rather than $40 million reassessment countywide.
Is that correct?
Am I wrong?
No, because you put a level to where you're not going to cut it to. If you cut it back to perfect one, you would be right in your assumption. Okay. You said you're cutting it from a 25% increase or whatever you say.
No, 50%. So half of the increase. You're saying there was
half of anybody's increase.
Is you had a $40 million of increase in 09.
Right.
That was not new construction.
Right.
So what the motion is to cut that 40 down to 20.
It'd be cutting $20 million
out of the value.
It wouldn't be that because we're talking structures only. We're not talking about cutting it on, or did we include that on all?
We cut all.
Okay, right.
Cut all.
See, how many people are we talking, James, that you said you got a raise in taxes?
I don't have no idea, Dr.
Wasn't that 15,000 or something like that?
We're sending out 15,000 increase notices. But when you open your books, I'm telling you, by law, hear some higher increases coming from this, you'll have to open it to the entire county. You can't specify that you're just going to open it for these people to listen. You'll have to open up to people that's been totally satisfied up to this point, and then all of a sudden, whoops, my taxes is fixing to increase, but for the loss of revenue, I'm going to go argue my case. Well, and you will have to hear
what I'm worried about is if we lower the taxes 50%, the raises 50% on 15,000 people, we're dealing with many millions of dollars.
$20 million. $20 million.
Well, if you limited it to the 20% like you started proposing,
it'd be much more than that.
No, I don't think so.
Oh,
because I don't think. I think I like better 25 or 30%. I don't think, say, if we made it 30%, just to pick a little bit, hike it up a little bit. Wait a minute. Let me finish. I don't think it'd probably be more, maybe 100 people.
Is it assessed?
That he's hit with huge increases.
Let me just tell you. You said 20%?
Let's say 30.
Say 30.
$20 million assessed, which that's
how many over 30?
$20 million in taxes. That's whatever the taxes are on $20 million.
But that's not okay.
How much?
I don't believe that's fair.
$4.
$100,000.
It's $100,000 countywide.
Wait a minute.
That doesn't sound right.
That ain't right.
Okay, how much?
It's $40,000 a million. So you're looking at $80 million.
No.
$40,000 a million.
How could it be $80 million
times
on $20 million?
$20 million
times 40,000 is what you're saying.
Yeah.
20 times 40,000.
Yes, 20 times 40,000 would be $8 million. Wouldn't it? That sounds like lots of money when I go thinking about
20
it.
20 times 40,000.
800,000.
I think so.
The 800,000.
20 times.
800,000.
800,000. And we're going to pick up some of that for 5%.
It looks like about 1,237 parcels.
I got over 40.
Over 30% increase that were not net new construction. It looks like about, under your proposal, would be 30% is 1,200 parcels.
Well, there's 400 and something presented right there. Most every one of those was over 30% that was presented by Walden.
How much was the total assessed value in the county?
We didn't know how much that was.
Around $900 million.
And $100 million is the...
We're over a billion.
How much is the CPI? The CPI, when you have to roll back when you're a taxing district, is figured on an increase only in the reassessment valuation,
take the
correct?
Okay, absent new construction. Juggle a little bit and say...
So 20 million is what percentage?
40%.
20 million is what percentage of the total assessed valuation for last year? What I'm trying to get at is, are you hurting the taxing districts? Because if you're not hurting the taxing districts at all, because they can't collect anything that exceeds the CPI increase, I'm trying to figure out, is all I'm trying to do.
I'd say 70% loss will come in a specific school district because that tends to be the...
Branch.
626.
Okay, if you were 626...
But it's not only that. That's playing around. I've heard you sent the Walden stuff on.
They did.
Playing around with this commercial thing gets into the bonding capacity of schools. They get to bond against...
On commercial? Okay, so
playing around with that is very...
Okay, so they denied that.
But that may still change depending on what everybody does at the state tax commission and court level.
We only denied one part of the three Walden. That was just the classification.
Right. We're trying to deal with it all at one time here.
I don't see why this board is taking an action of we're not going to reduce unless we increase, or we're not going to increase unless we reduce. I don't understand that form of thinking.
Well, trying to balance out, James.
So you're telling these people, I know the high ones believe that there's a low end out there, but you're telling these other people that, hey, you're not nearly high enough, even though you've got appraisals, even though we're just going to push you above the limit because we can. We've got a 90-110 range. Right now they're at 93-4, according to records. And it's okay to push them to the 100 or the 101, but to satisfy a uniformity thing. That's what I was going to bring up today. Uniformity, very serious stuff. I may want to bring in my 2003 truck and see if it's appraised as the same 2003 trucks throughout the county. Mine's got the front end going out of it. Got high mileage. Is it fair for me to pay more on my the same amount on my wore out 2003 truck as it is a good one that's parked in a garage somewhere that's got 20,000 miles? You guys are flirting with a very dangerous perception of up and down to get uniform. Everybody in Taney County can prove their vehicle's too high, even according to NADA today, because we appraised them on January 1. Are we going to start messing with uniformity to that range? If we're in compliance, if houses are at 94, condos at 98, if there's a quarrel there that we should move that 2%?
Well, you were saying a while ago 89, I thought.
I am.
No, you just said 94.
I said if this gets passed, high dollars.
I mean, earlier before this discussion ever came up.
Right, right.
Hour and a half, 2 hours
sure
ago,
did.
You said that we were at 89%.
That's right.
Okay, if we raise 5% of only about 800,000
or
something,
we're not going to raise
that a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
Because those are, and you're saying raise people up above the limit, I would almost guarantee that 90 to 95% of those that we're talking about will not go even up to the 100% level. Because they haven't been changed.
I'm asking you this question.
And if we lower the others, we're getting that 98% probably down closer to 92 or 91 or 90. So we're trying to balance it out.
If I get plenty of sales and in 2011 bring condos in at 1.1, 101%, about as good a perfection as can be. But reses are still lagging to 94. Is there a uniformity argument and there's going to have to be adjustment? Same argument. And we're compliant. When we go to playing with we can't do this unless we do this, in the appraisal world, guys...
The question is how far off is uniformity?
Right. Is it 95, 96? Do we adjust them both to 95 and a half? You say it don't mean nothing? On a $400,000 or $500,000 condo, it means a lot.
Isn't the state saying about 10% range to market value?
That's
10% either way to market value.
Right. But they hope for perfection, but their tolerance is 10%.
Am I out of uniform if I got condos at 108 and residents at 92?
No.
Let me argue.
You're not. Based on the state tax commission.
Should we, as this board, draw it closer together?
Yes.
Okay. That's the question. Where do you draw the limit?
100% is perfection. That's what we've always heard, right?
Let me argue this against an increase.
You're fine.
The reason we're talking about an increase, well, uniformity, but maybe the first reason is because we're being pressured by the state tax commission. Maybe. If it is, if that's part of our reason, is that a good reason to raise? I think we've got, again, I said I think my structure's out in the old house. I bet it's lower than what I'd sell it for in a heartbeat. And I think there's probably a lot of them in the county. I'm not against increases if they got it coming. But for the Board of Equalization to increase, because we're trying to bring uniformity at July 31st or whatever day it is, doesn't matter.
That same argument, why would we decrease then? If we're at 100% or 98% of value.
You got me. Except the only reason I can answer that is I can't swallow, and it goes back to my argument a long time, day one, is you got all these people at 100% that have gone from 75 to 100, and you got these people at 75%. It's my buddy in the attorney's suit down here. It's like the guy in the grocery store. The people that's been raised this year, 30, 40, 50, 60%, are paying more than their fair share. That's what I can't get past.
So if we're lowering them to where they're not paying quite as much tax on their groceries in the store, and these other people start...
Go up. Yeah, you got a good point.
Start going up. I mean, I'm for the half, at least, on the increases, but in order to try to get a compliance of everybody here and get a decision, and they're saying that we got to be more compliant, it's the only reason I'm going along with the 5%.
Agree with James or not, he's got reason. He'll give you a reason for his increases. For us to increase on a percentage just to get those up, not knowing a clue what we're raising, because I'll go along with some of what James and Kenny were saying. There's areas that an increase probably isn't right. Now, I think there are probably a lot of increases that need to come that didn't get done this year. But for us to just throw a percentage out there to raise them, that's just me.
The three houses that you come to on the right-hand side of my road as you leave my houses does not deserve an increase of any kind. And if you cross the road to Jim McClary's house, that the screen door sets like this, that he just passed away, he's lived in all his life, does not deserve an increase. You go on to Homer Keyes's house, that the paint and the walls are rotting off, does not deserve an increase any time from 2000 to today.
I don't have any problem.
And you're increasing on East End.
I don't have any problem in you making a decision like that.
Well, I know you don't have no problem with it, but my hands are tied. I do by the order of this board. I don't make
those
adjustments.
Maybe the board can untie the hands a little bit. I think the professional's got to have some discretion.
You can't give them discretion because our job is, we can't. That's not our job.
And I know what you're saying, James, 100%. I mean, out of that, I mean, I have to look at maybe that house is not, but how many more good roads does this county have? How many improvements in the sheriff's department? How many of the amenities that we offer through our taxes that we pay have improved over the last 5 to 10 years? You know, they have to be able to accept a little bit whether their house is going up or not. They're getting the same benefits as a guy that's paying 100% compliance up here. And, you know, I don't think that 5% is going to hurt hardly anybody out there.
Well, they got this. These houses I just described to you got increased in 2007. You go to Bradleyville, I'll guarantee you there's 30% of the houses in this county does not deserve an increase from 2000 to 2009. And if you want to get in the truck with me, I'll drive you directly to them by going up 76 out of this county through Brown Branch. So don't tell me that statistics are true to nature of saying
there's a house that needs increased on paper.
But you did that by doing the 202 index. You did the exact same thing.
But to say it needs it now, now we're saying I give it 6% in 07, and oh, goodness, to make a swap out that the mark won't show, we're going to give it another 5% in 09 when I'm pretty tough on having to do it in 07.
I think you got you, Dave. I think you lost your head on that one. If they didn't need it, they didn't need it. Anyway.
You know, I can speak up pretty easily up here because I'm the only person here that these people who got 60, 80, 100% tax increases can't get even with. Because I don't run for public office. And you've all got votes coming up, and you're going to have some people out here who are damn mad.
You know, Mr. Rose, I really don't care. I'm going to do what's right. I don't care what every one of those individuals sitting back there thinks at all. You can wave all you want to, young lady.
Well, I bet you're harassing us again, and I think...
Oh, I've heard that harassment business from your other lady friend that come up here earlier. But what I'm telling you is that we should be dealing with your property without any threat to the mayor over here of what you're going to vote and or how I'm going to vote as an Eastern Commissioner. We should treat everybody the same, and we should look on that board, and if everybody in your condos are assessed the same, that's the way it is.
If you don't do something right now.
You're going to do what?
Dan, it has nothing to do with that. We're not talking about those particular condos in particular. We're talking about.
I want to talk about every condo and get out of here. Every group of condos set the level at what they should be and move on. We're trying to do a whole sweep of the county, which does not apply, gentlemen. None whatsoever. I've sat here and listened to this crap for 4.5 hours, and we should be moving on. How did we do every other? Look, we've been here 6 weeks. How did we do every other person that come before this group? We come before this group and they presented their case. We put it on the board. We looked at their assessment. We set the value according to what that residence and that residential area was worth. It seems we got to this point where we have a few.
It's just that we're dealing with several hundred here.
Dave, would you be open to modifying your motion that if they did not receive a 106.99%, meaning if they didn't get that 6% increase that we're talking about, that's the range of people?
Yes. I mean,
versus the 109, go to 106.99.
Like I say, I said earlier, I tried to get the motion through with just cutting the increase in half, but that was not working, and so I just threw 5% to stay low. And if you want to use that as
a smaller, this is a smaller number.
Right, I'm fine with that.
Chuck, can you live with that? I was just going to try to sell one once again, no increase. I mean, the increase you're talking about then is a drop in the bucket.
But it's
I don't think of a handful.
So every one of them is too low, but three.
I don't think there's but a handful that didn't get 6% increase. I think you're real close.
Okay. Well, the good news then that part of the motion is irrelevant to the 50% decrease.
He works both ways.
It sure does.
I can tell
him it's whatever you. I mean, if there's nobody out there, then guess what? There's nobody out there.
You got me.
There might not be anybody.
I'd like to take you for a ride on the east end of the county and everybody point out the ones that need the increase.
Humor me, James. You changed the increase. You've told me that it affected all structures. Are there structures it didn't affect other than mobile homes?
It affected
all. Me no.
It's affected every structure.
So he's saying, all right, so only if they didn't
I'll go
get
for you, Jim.
Are they doing the increase?
I'll go for you, Jim.
So if every structure has gotten the 6% increase on the structure, then this motion will not affect anybody. Because
right.
They will have already gotten their
increase. If they got their increase, they got their increase. I'm saying the people who didn't get their increase, because I have people here that didn't get the increase, that are residential or double-wide mobile homes, duplexes, condos. There's only four classes. We're not talking about barns. We're not talking about...
Duplexes should have got their increase.
They didn't. There is some that we're trying to catch all those up to that are lagging out there. There's not a lot, but there is some. But if it's just a garage, it doesn't apply. If it's just a single-wide mobile home, doesn't apply. If it's a shed, carport, office, whatever, it doesn't apply. But there's... I'm showing, and this report may be wrong, but I'm showing there's a significant amount, at least 1,000, that should have got an increase, and they didn't.
You intended to give everybody...
You intended to. I'm not saying you did it maliciously or on purpose. It just didn't happen, according to this report.
You would be in favor of anybody who was missed, and you think there's probably...
I'm not saying you didn't...
I'm not worried we're off track here. We put a 202 index on every structure. Now, if there was a reduction to depreciation or something like that that took that away, there might have been a wash.
Okay.
We applied a 202.
Okay. And let me clarify, that's correct. Depreciation would have obviously reduced the overall percent increase. That is correct.
That is, or a reduction in a split away from a property that we had put the 202 on. But as far as every house received a 202 index.
And once again, if my data is wrong, then there'd be nobody affected.
That's the first house in the county.
I show 1,000, but my data may be wrong.
When you open up the assessment rolls, here's the first house in the county, gentlemen. The very first house up in Douglas County, when you open up the assessment rolls. Now tell me that house is deserving of anything.
What's its parcel number?
It's Douglas County.
No.
Okay.
It's the very first house when you open the assessment rolls.
Maybe what's it classified as? Maybe it. I want to know what the parcel number is.
There's 50 of them in that same road.
I understand that, but maybe you've classified that as something as a single wide. Maybe you've classified that as something else.
Did they get their?
I don't know. That's what I want to find out. What's the parcel number?
Did they get their 2.2 index?
Look down at the bottom. It may give.
It's half of it. I need the other. It got cut off.
No, they'll be the zeros will just be gone.
If they got their 2.2, then they don't apply. You know,
by Kentucky standards, when I used to live down there, this would be a rich man's house.
I'm telling you need to ride with me to the rules, Taney County, when we go to talk about putting straight across the board increases. I swallowed a lot when I did it in 07.
Can I see that, please?
You've never been up Booger Holler.
But what would that be, about a $50 increase on appraised value?
Yeah.
Would be about $10, which would be about $1 in taxes.
Here's the next house in Taney County down the road from it, guys.
Okay.
I'm not lying to you.
Okay, but hold on. I need the parcel number.
It should be the box.
It's cut off.
Jimmy can read it to you.
That first one is right here.
Those are the first two houses in town.
Is that 002 and 003?
Yes.
002.
They got their 202, if that's what you're wondering. Right there it is on the...
Under the motion that has been made, neither one of those houses would be affected.
But what is the assessed or the appraised value?
That appraised value is $8,129 on the structure.
Okay, so a 5% increase would be $40.
Based off your rule, it doesn't apply.
I know, but I'm saying even without that, it'd be $40, and that would amount to about $8 in appraised value.
The whole the land is on for more than the house. The house, the whole thing's on for $14,579. What I'm trying to express to you here isn't that it got the 202,
okay,
that you can't just say mass change and think it's going to work.
This guy, since we brought the first one up here, is not even classified as a residential. So he doesn't qualify anyway. Okay? This one doesn't.
He's a rich. He's got two cars up on wheels.
Not that one.
Oh, that guy in?
This guy is not. This guy is still classified as a residential and mobile home. So he's got two properties on it. But he doesn't qualify based off of his motion of the range. So neither one of these guys would be affected.
What was the recommendation of the assessor a while ago, whenever you made the recommendation of the 89 or 92 or 94 on 98 on a commercial?
It increased the condos by 6% based on uniformity, drawing these things together. We do have that.
What was the residential side of it?
the residential 89, the condo 98, and all that together some way with a 6% decline.
Do we
work the low end of being compliant?
Make a motion.
I think there's a motion on the floor, though, Danny.
Oh, we got a motion on the floor in a second for all this discussion, then, I guess.
Come on for the vote. Oh,
okay, change it to 106.
Okay, yes, I'm amending the emotion.
To 100
not
to 106.
The emotion.
Yeah,
the emotion. I'm amending the emotion.
So the whole motion that we've had before, change it from 109.99 to 106.99. And everything else the same. And that's who had that second? Dr. Rose?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. The call for the vote.
Aye.
50% increase, 50% deduction on all increases.
Right. Correct.
Aye.
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 Opposed.
Aye.
Okay.
Aye.
You can't vote on it, Dr. Rose, I don't think.
I think we left it in there.
I don't think any of you can.
I don't think we can either.
No, I excluded all the voting members of the board.
I abstained from the vote because I think that's just exactly what the congressional people did about their insurance policy then.
Okay, so you're abstaining.
We did, part of the motion was to
exclude all
VOA member properties.
Voting members of the properties belonging to voting members of the BOE was excluded. So.
Can I get a motion to change the classification on all these letters that came in to the assessor's office to not in the nightly rental program?
I'd like to know when the date is that we open BOE again this year to every citizen in the county.
Those are just letters that came in. That's erroneous assessments. You can hear them now or you can hear them later. They are erroneous.
Let's get them done. It only takes a motion to change the classification on these condos. We have the letters.
What am I doing?
Which letter?
It's the letter from the assessor that he sends out.
Classification change.
Move that they be accepted.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed.
Why would you
oppose? Why were you opposing that?
Because of the letter from Gary Walden that she sent out.
I don't believe that letter is any better than the other letter. So I'm opposing that letter.
Okay. Everybody, I got four of them. Danny, did I get
an eye from you? Opposed.
For different reasons.
I want to know when we're opening BOE for every citizen in this county to come in and protest their raise in taxes. I want to know, and I'm going to call the Attorney General's office or the Secretary of State or whoever's involved, State Tax Commission, and then we're going to sit back and see how many people come forward who doesn't deserve a tax increase. And come forward, and we'll see how many. We're going to open this up, and we're going to sit through this 6 to 8 weeks again.
Danny, did you not hear how many people were affected?
I don't care how many people
were
affected.
Everybody in the county, and it only affects probably going to
very few. Very few, if any.
Probably less than 200.
Because they, for some reason, may have not got. We already discussed it.
That's our job, I guess. What we did, we bend and bowed and carried on just for a few individuals. It's exactly what we did.
Are we done then, Donna, based off of it?
I'm just looking at them.
We still got several here as far as...
No, they overruled that decision because we included all BOE appeals.
Yeah, all BOE appeals are going down 50%, so I'm just making sure there's something in here.
All BOE appeals are going
No, just anything in 09. It overrides.
I don't legally have to sign any book put out for the BOE, right? I was done May 15th, I hope.
I think so. I'd have to check.
Because I won't be signing anything on this. I've got to retrain my staff to be able to do this. Kenny will have to discuss this and think about it.
Yeah.
I'm just worried about that we do too much.
Yeah.
We'll have to discuss how we're doing things.
This one came out different, and I guess I'll just apply the 50% to this. I'll take care of that one. I think that's it. Cindy, can you think of anything? Their motion didn't discover.
Was there a motion on the lawyer's presentation as far as the reduction by, well.
It got overruled.
It's going down 50%.
It's going down 50%. She shouldn't have any complaints.
Well, it's if they got any raise.
Well, I'm sure they did, or she wouldn't have been here. She got a lot more than she asked for.
Attributable to valuation, not any raise attributable to a change in classification.
Classification.
I wish we'd have done this the first day, man. I sure could have been doing something else. If we decided we was going to do this kind of, I guess I shouldn't say foolishness, but if we decided we was going to do this, we could have been taking care of county business.
Took a while to get there, I think.
Are we adjourned?
Anything else to come before the group?
Do you guys need to talk to the clerk about the adjustments you put through on these same condo groups? You made a decisions on Fox Point, Taney Como Terraces, Emerald Points, Emerald Bays. You've made decisions prior to today where you've decreased and increased and upheld the assessor's values, but you've said that you're not going to change anything that was voted on to this board.
Now that was changed.
That
was changed in the motion.
How would it?
To include the increases of, that had to do with just strictly the percentage of increase or something would include what was in the decisions made by the DOE.
Just on condos?
No. Any decision of the 50% reduction, that was just strictly because of that. Now, there's almost every one of these had to do with some other thing other than the big increase.
What did it do to your subdivision we just did?
What did you say?
That we tried to be fair and think we was doing everything right.
It didn't affect the subdivision because those homes didn't go up more than,
they weren't around in 01.
They weren't around in 03.
They weren't around in 03. 04, they weren't around in 04, so they don't count.
Cindy and I have this discrepancies, and I just make sure you guys did say to cut in by 50% any of the increases that were presented in BOE. We're not going to exclude those.
No.
Add-ons, we're going to keep.
New construction.
Add-ons where they didn't get assessed last year.
Doesn't change.
Unless you guys made a decision to lower those, because if you had a new construction add-on, and I can't think of any that we had an add-on on that you guys would lower, but just trying to think of all the things that could flow us up.
The add-ons that came for new construction since 2004, that understanding
is not... It's not just new construction. I'm talking about where they missed it last year, like they missed a house last year.
Well, if it's an add-on, it wouldn't be... add-on's an add-on.
This was starting in the 04...
Well, no, we're talking about the 50% decrease. What are you decreasing? What are we decreasing? The add-on? We're not decreasing the add-on because it's the add-on.
Right.
So Don, I want to change my vote to no on that abstention on that there because I don't want the public to think that I abstained from decreasing my own taxes sitting on this board. So I want to say no on the vote.
You didn't affect your own taxes whatsoever.
I know I didn't. Nobody up here did. We didn't affect any of our taxes.
I want it on record this that happened. Is just what I've been accused of doing by many individuals. I can't believe it, guys. This is ridiculous.
Well, what we did, and we're still in session, unless somebody wants to, you know, hurry up and get out, but what we did is we started blaming the assessor for trying to correct a situation, and then we started talking about the BOE, whose responsibility lays all the way back to into the 1990s. At one time, we were all the way back into 1991. Why wasn't this corrected then under a different assessor and under a different administration? Not one of us sat on the board at that time. Why wasn't these changes made then?
Whoever said that?
Whoever said what?
91.
There was 91 mentioned, 94. I guess you'll have to listen to tape, Dave.
I guess so. No one.
If there's nothing else, can we ask for an adjournment?
Can I ask a simple question? This is for my simple mind. BOE decisions that have already been made, does the cut in half of the increase affect the decisions that have already been made?
That's what they said. Based
no,
on evidence
it does
presented.
Not.
In other words,
correct?
We may have turned down a request for reassessment, denied it. But that person will still get their half off of their taxes. I'm not comfortable with it, but that's...
It affects any increase from 2008 to 2009 gets cut in half, whether they came before BOE or not.
Unless there was another circumstance of coming before the BOE that was other than just the increase.
I'm pretty good with stats, and I believe you gentlemen had just cut approximately 5,000 or 6,000 properties and increased 40,000 properties taxation rollover.
James,
I'd like to know how we increased 40,000.
When you get your tax bill this fall, you'll see how you've increased it.
But you,
and of course, I'll be working with Gary Morgan and Melissa Trotter and Jim Stropas to get this done correctly.
I'll be making a motion Monday morning to increase the assessor's staff so he can take care of this, and the clerk's staff to take care of all this problem.
Because I'm not moving
the
anything
budget.
By any percentage over the 15% permissible by law. I have to visit that property. That is the law in the statutes of the state of Missouri.
What do you mean? Why would anything that happened here make you go?
I have to visit any property that moves by 15%. I can't sit here and do this on paper like you boys do.
Up or down, you mean?
Anywhere. You're not to be. This is not for the citizen guys. This is taking money away from an already a book closed of the assessor. That's been relied upon by the entities to start. They've already got a levy sent to the auditor on what their projected tax levy is going to be. They confirm that with the 11A and the adjustments of the board. So I will have to go visit.
Did you visit every one of the properties that went up over 15%?
Yes, sir. We do every 2 years. We're running right now for 2011.
We take a little political pressure and we do funny things. I make a motion for adjourn.
I'd like to visit just a little bit before we adjourn.
Hold on. Motion was not granted.
That's all right. We just haven't been leaving.
I'm not leaving. I'm going to put this in the trash can. That's all right.
Just clarifying.
I went along with the motion because I thought I heard Kenny and James say that I didn't think there were any properties that were not increased by the 6%. Is that right?
That's what James said, Jim.
Okay. And Jim, you said that you found 1,000 properties.
There may be 1,000. I don't even know that many.
But James just said there were 20,000, or what you say? That you think are going to get increases?
40,000, I think he said.
No, he's talking about the cutting the decreases in half.
Uh-huh.
When you guys say to do something up or down,
yes,
I got to go verify that. That goes into the book as next year's assessed evaluation. You just said this year and next year's. And I've got to verify that, yes, there's... gentlemen don't know what you've ordered.
Well, I'm trying to understand what, because you didn't say anything after we voted.
You should have asked that question beforehand.
What difference does it make what I said before? Our job as the assessment process, and we have went to every single property, all these appeals, we've been there.
Right.
We've even went back in your orders to check our number. We went back down to the condos, check in.
I understand. Why do you have to go back again, though? That's what I don't understand.
If you get a cut in your property, I don't have to go back. But I am driven by the statutes to be at market value.
Right.
I can't take the attitude of this board, and I think you was the one first said it. The State Tax Commission says we can do about anything we want to as a Board of Equalization.
Actually, our attorney
right.
has agreed to that. Yeah.
But that's not the assessor's vows. I have to confirm, even with the cuts, that these properties are at market value.
Well,
I did on May 15th.
Why would they not be at market value?
They're below. My job is to raise anything that's low. That's what the state is.
We took half the raises out.
But you've just done them, and we've cut it in half. I mean, it's just half off.
We sure insured the state being here. Were you worried about one of coming to run test or a bunch of coming to take reassessment? We insured they're coming. Is there any more business of the board, Donna?
Not that I know.
Kenny, you go ahead and go home. I'll hang around while they're in session.
Well, I can just hope we haven't shot ourselves in the foot. But I'm concerned about taking that much tax money away from the county.
Well, you wait till you hear from the school districts.
Yeah, it's not bad if it's justifiable and there are not appraisals out there.
You wait till you hear from the fire
department. Two-thirds of the people you cut has accepted that their value is what it is, and it still might not be quite high enough.
3%. 3% of the people said that their taxes were too high.
It's 20%.
But we punished 97% of them.
We put it at 50% increase. So I don't know where you're coming from.
You put it at 50% increase.
Yeah. Instead of
are we adjourned so we can start working on this formula?
We went to 50%. In other words, what you were saying
earlier. I got to help them come up with the dollar, the quantity of potential increases we're talking about.
Who are taxed big bucks?
Well, but he,
as there are 50%.
But he showed that that's not exactly right.
I'm not sure there's figures on that. So,
in other words, we went the 50%. I mean, if somebody went up 80%, they're now at 40%. So they got a 40% increase, where we were talking 25%. So, you know, so all the ones over 20%. Huh? That's what we originally talked about, was limiting it to a 25% increase.
But they paid everything up to that.
Well, now they're paying up to 50%.
But there's a lot bigger bunch. In other words, you're covering everybody in the 50%.
I don't think we'll have to worry about it. We'll hear from it from the taxing districts whenever they find out about this, and they'll come forward, and we won't have just a few people standing here whenever the schools and everybody else finds out what's went on.
Yeah. We stand adjourned.